Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 21st. Looks like the grains are going to open higher here today. Overnight, we had March corn up 8¾ cents at 750½. May wheat up 30½ cents at 1094¼, and may beans up 15¼ cents at 1683¼. Certainly, the market is focusing on the Ukrainian-Russian war. There were peace talks over the weekend that yielded absolutely nothing. Russia continues to bombard a lot of Ukrainian territory. The question is, are they going to be bombing some of the areas where the winter wheat is? Nobody really knows. You wouldn't think they'd want to do that, but, you know, who knows with these Russians. So the lack of any positive news out of Ukraine pushed crude oil up right now $4 a barrel. It's about a dollar off its highs. That's pushed interest rates to new highs. The June bond is down almost 2 full basis points at contract lows. But again, the world's going to be focusing on the Ukrainian situation. Now, offsetting the tough news coming out of Ukraine is we do have much better weather in the south central and southern southwest states. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, all going to get good rains. Much of the Midwest is going to get good rains over the next 3 or 4 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All of these rains will help the winter wheat crop that's coming out of dormancy. So hopefully that'll offset some of the war news and hopefully lead us to some pretty good crops here in the U.S. For the week, we've got export inspections today. I would think they'd be decent on the corn, maybe light on the beans, maybe light on the wheat. We'll have to see. Just kind of guessing there. The weekly export figures will be Thursday, but I think the trade is going to be focusing on the acreage intentions in March 31st, 10 days from now. Now, the general consensus has been, you know, maybe 2 million less corn acres and 2 million more bean acres. I don't see it that way. I think maybe a million less corn acres, maybe 800 or a million less corn acres, maybe 1.5 million bean acres. And then the question will come in, are there going to be any double crop beans behind the winter wheat? Now, there's a small window of opportunity there, but farmers where there's good money in it, and there's certainly good money in it, are going to look to try to plant as much as they can. So double cropping some beans in back of the wheat might not be a bad idea if they can get it in. But again, there's a very small window to get those beans in early enough so they don't get affected by any frost out here, you know, obviously in the fall. But overall, it looks like a risk-on kind of day out here. Stock market's only down 40 points after it's had a nice run out here. But overall, interest rates are moving higher, in my opinion. I think the grains are going to be, it's going to be harder and harder for the grains to try to make new highs out here. Margin call issues are kind of squeezing a lot of people out here out of their positions, you know, keep them from getting into new positions. So I just don't think we're going to have the same energy that we've seen in this market as we did last month. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.